I'm living a movie, not living by rules. It's just a movie, don't lose your cool. Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Spoiled Movie Reviews on the Blackout Tips Premium Network of Podcast. Spoiled Movie Reviews is for people that haven't even seen the movie, never plan on seeing the movie, or just don't give a fuck about spoilers because we spoil everything. And today's movie is Hunger Games Catching Fire. Katniss isn't dead, y'all.
She has empowered to not save him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. First of all, we have a guest here. It's not just me. I have Karen from the Blackout Tips and Lip Smacking Good.
How y'all doing out there?
I have Chris from the Insanity Check at MovieTrailerReviews.net.
What's going on, people?
And I have Chris Lambert from the Mundane Festival Podcast. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up, everybody? Thanks for having me.
No problem, man. And today's movie is the sequel to The Hunger Games. Hunger Games 2, Catching Fire. Katniss Everdeen is a star, you know, is what this movie's about. She's returned home safe after winning the 74th annual Hunger Games, along with fellow tribute Peter Mellark. Winning means that you must turn around and leave their family and close friends and embark on a victory tour of the districts. Along the way, Katniss senses that a rebellion is simmering, but the capital is still very much in control as President Snow prepares the 75th annual Hunger Games, the Quarter Quell, a competition that could change Panem forever. All right, man. Let me play a clip from this because we can do that now. I have a clip playing ability.
I know we done stepped up.
Mm-hmm. So let's
play. Fancy, huh?
Let's play this one. That seems like a good place to start here.
You haven't hurt people, Katniss. You've given them an opportunity. They just have to be brave enough to take it.
We have to go, Gale, before they kill us. They will kill us.
What about the other families? Huh? The ones who stay. What happens to them? People are looking at you, Katniss.
I don't want anyone looking to me. I can't help them.
You can do what you want. I'm staying here.
All right. So that was a good clip to let you know about the seriousness and sort of sum up her character all in one. Let's go around and talk about, you know, here on Spoiler Reviews, we always break it down into what worked, what didn't work, and give it our final rating on the More Epic Than Love Jones scale from 0 to 5. Let's talk about what worked for this movie. Karen, what worked for you with The Hunger Games Catching Fire?
I like the fact that she was left out of the loop on a lot of things, because when she had walked into the room where they was talking about her, like, they was like, how are we gonna tell her about, you know, about the boy and stuff like that? I was like, what the hell is going on in this room? And she opened it up and like three people standing there that she all knows their ties. She was like, what are y'all doing? Like, one of them is like the game master, the dude that like sets up the structures of the games. Mm-hmm. And I was like her. I was like, oh shit, what is going on here? Is she going to have to like kill everybody? So I like the fact that they left her out the loop. I like the fact that, even the dude, Lenny Kravitz, the dude who made her dresses, was even like poking fun indirectly at, people. When she had on that white dress, remember, because they was quote unquote supposed to be married, and then he made it black like a mockingbird. I like their interaction within the dome with like the other people, how, they made alliances with people and things like that. I like the fact, her character grew, between the beginning of the movie to the end of the movie. And I like the fact that at first she was very scared. She was upset, but she was somewhat scared. And as the movie went on, you've seen her become more compassionate for the people in the different districts as they kind of went around. And I also, I just like this movie in general. This is a very, very good movie. The first one was good, but to me, this was better than the second one. And also, I like the fact, I know a lot of people are upset at the ending. I liked the ending because the way it ended, it made me want to see what the hell she was going to do next. I never read the book, so to me, it's going to be a ride for me from here on out.
People were mad at the ending?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't heard that. Where have you been hearing this?
On Twitter, they was saying like it just abruptly ended. I was like, no, it was supposed to end like that.
I heard the first one. I heard that complaint, but that's a new one for me that this one had a bad ending. Okay. Well, Chris Lambert, what about you, man? What did you like about this movie?
I really liked the fact that I was emotionally invested in Katniss and then the story basically after the lynching of the old black man. Well, after he got shot in the back of the head, I thought he was like supposed to be some futuristic Emmett Till because he whistled and then he whistled up, and he just got shot. And it, like that happened within the first 15 or 20 minutes of the movie. And I felt compelled to hate this movie, but I was so invested in the characters. And I liked the fact that they had a call back to Rue and Thrash. Mm-hmm. And it just really set the tone for what was going to happen in the movie. The scene that Karen mentioned where Senna basically got killed, when she had that dress and she spun around and they were like, what is that? It's a Mockingjay. And I was like, oh shit, this nigga Senna dead, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, the camera zoomed in on him too.
Yeah. and then when she gets launched up into the actual arena, her seeing that before, you know, her seeing him getting dragged away was just like, wow, now she has to go fight after, you know, after, witnessing that. And it was really intense and compelling. And I was on the edge of my seat, like, for most of the movie. I really enjoyed it. And anytime when you go to see a movie with like white middle class suburban college kids and you have them holding up the three fingers at the end of the movie, when you can make white college kids feel emotionally driven for some reason, like that, you know, that made me feel good.
All right. What about you, Chris? What'd you like about this movie?
Well, I like the fact that, because I think I'm going to be, well, I know you kind of agree with me because we talked about this later, but I actually am not emotionally invested in Katniss, and I actually hate her fucking character completely through about 99% of this movie. Mm-hmm. But the fact that I hate her so much, but I still was emotionally invested and liked this movie, tells me that it's a good movie. Because just a lot of things, first of all, it's way more mature than the first movie. I didn't hate the first movie, but it just kind of felt like something was missing. So when they do the second movie, and again, I haven't read the book, so I had no idea that they were going to do the whole, you know, we're going to select tributes from the existing pool of winners. So what you do when you do that is you actually get older tributes, which I didn't think about until we were sitting there. I'm like, oh, wow, we can get some actually old people. Some old motherfuckers in here. Like her and Petra are pretty much the youngest people there. Because mm-hmm. everybody else has been through this before. They're older, jaded, you know, they've been playing the game and they fucking hate it so fucking much. So it's like that gave a little more mature feeling to this entire movie. Like my favorite scene is, I keep forgetting her name. The chick that, the one that got naked in the elevator with him.
Yes.
Jenna Malone. Yeah.
She's something Mason. I can't remember. I know her last, her character's last name.
Johanna Mason.
Yeah. My favorite part is when she flips out when they were doing the interview.
Yes.
And she's like, fuck this. Fuck you. Because it's like, that is, and we'll talk more into this later because it'll be listed as something I don't like, although that doesn't kind of explain it enough. But like, that's kind of what I was expecting from Katniss. It's like, everybody else here is like fed up with this bullshit. And it was just nice to see that. Whereas in the first movie, everybody's kind of like playing the role. I am so happy to be here. I'm going to represent my district. This is going to be great. On this one, everybody's pretty much saying their goodbyes and saying like, well, no, I mean, if I die, you won't be able to use my inventions anymore. Or, you know, fuck this. Why am I doing it? I was promised never have to do this again. It's like, I just love the fact that these motherfuckers were just so fed up with this shit by this point mm-hmm. that they weren't trying to pretend anymore. So it just gave me more, I was more invested in everybody else. Whereas in the first movie, you're kind of only you know, the main character is the only one that you care about. You don't really care about who everybody else who's a tribute or anything like that. In this one, it's so much different. I cared about everybody else but Katniss. And I think that's why I like this movie so much.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say also, these people were veterans of the, like, games. Mm-hmm. And they had been doing basically public relations for however long since they won the games. So I thought that those speeches that they had to make before entering the games again was, pretty, like that was actually pretty cool. To me, the thing that I really enjoyed about this movie is that you basically take the first movie and you get to play with the rules that they set up in that first movie.
Exactly.
Because the first movie was like world building, you know, okay, this is what the games are, this is what they're gonna do, this is how it's gonna operate, you know, there's a lot of speculation, and then you see her live through, you know, a game and you know, defy the odds and win. And so when you're coming into this one, I don't think you're under any illusion that she's gonna die, because honestly, why the fuck would there be, you know, another movie if, you know, they're just gonna kill her in movie two? But at the same time, they do get to play with things such as having veterans in the game, you know, how, you know, the different, people's attitudes, like when they talk about the careers versus the, you know, the people like her that are kind of just survivors of the game. When they talk about, you know, the world outside of her district, which I thought was pretty cool, because she never, like, what people forget is in the first Hunger Games, Katniss pretty much is from the mining city, and her only interaction outside of that is going to the Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
And anyone she runs into that's not from the Capitol are people that are about to die and shit. So she, like, she doesn't, you know, like, we don't see a library where she's from. We don't even see schools where she's from. She's not a very worldly person. And I think the first one is more overwhelming because, like, wow, look at her. She's going to the Capitol and there's all this opulence compared to where she's from. And we as an audience kind of get to see a glimpse of some of the other districts. But in this movie, we actually got to go to the other districts and see through her eyes as she kind of was like seeing how hopeless and crazy shit was. And putting it all together herself, you know, because,
yeah.
Especially that scene where, I think she goes to, I don't think it was the district where Rue was from, but whichever mm-hmm. district it was where, as they were arriving there, the police were there too, like mm-hmm. the military yeah. was there.
Yeah.
Whichever one that was, because it was supposed to be like, well, we're just going to get a speech, you know, things, you know, this will be, you know, like this is all I need to worry about is convincing this guy that he doesn't need to kill me and my family.
Yeah, she kind of went on autopilot.
Right. Because she didn't know all these machinations were happening behind mm-hmm. the scenes mm-hmm. with, the president and a new game maker. She didn't know it was even possible that she was going to be back in that arena. Her scope of like the problem was really as small as, I just need to try to pretend that I'm happy for these motherfuckers, you know, and she's obviously fucked up. She has PTSD, you know, you can see from the first scene where she tries to kill the rabbit and she imagines herself shooting a boy in the chest with an arrow, where she has nightmares, she can't sleep. You know, she's obviously went through tremendous psychological trouble because it's not, no human is supposed to just kill, you know, 13 motherfuckers and go back to society. So I enjoyed like the ramifications of the first one being illustrated in the second one as yeah. like having an effect on her, personally, because I feel like what happens too often in trilogies and stuff is basically you have movie number one. And then after that, the lead character never really develops. There's no room for them to develop because they're a hero after movie one. And then it's just, how will they save everybody from movie two on? And in this one, this is a very broken girl who's mm-hmm. still fragile and not really a hero. Like
she was running away from it.
Yeah, exactly. She say that again.
She's not a hero.
Right. No. But yeah. After the first one, I think because traditionally what movies with the of this ilk do, I think we felt like she was a hero after the first one. I think most people that watch movies like this. And I don't even think that it was, I think we were supposed to feel that way. Cause, you know, I remember at the end of the, you know, with her riding on the train and so many people were like, it just ended. That was abrupt. And I was thinking like, yeah, it's something about this ending that to me says this series has a lot of potential. Like, they're not just gonna come home and do the Star Wars, everyone gets a medal, the end. You know, it was really like, yeah, and, shit is complicated, y'all. All right, see you in 2 years.
Right. This is one of those, yeah. And I'm thinking about this after we talked about it, mm-hmm. that this is one of those series, I think, that once all three movies are out, my elevation of the entire series will go up. Because after watching this one, like, I remember when people were like, oh, the first one just, even me, I was like, it was okay. Mm-hmm. But now after seeing this one, I'm like, you know what, the first one's a lot better to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even think, and this is going to sound fucked up, because mm-hmm. I haven't read the books, but I even think that the people who read the books are not only worse off than we are, but they don't even really get that. Because yeah. I see a lot of them going, oh, well, no, you know, it's just, you know, Katniss is, oh, they don't treat her right, and there's something right, and I really hate, the third one's even worse. I'm like, I don't think that she was ever supposed to really be a hero. Mm-hmm. And I think that's like, when, after talking to you today, I said the same thing to Brandon, we were talking about it. And this is why I don't want to really call it a negative.
Yeah.
It's like, I really do not like her character because she's just there. She's actually really a tool for everybody else to be using mm-hmm. to kind of move forward with this rebellion.
But I think that's like, the point though.
Right. It is. And that's why I said it's not bad. Like, right. That's why I hate calling it negative, because it's not bad writing. Because some people are like, well, yeah, I think the book would... I'm like, nope, it's not that. Oh, well, if it was R-rated, nope, it's not that. It's like, it's supposed to be this way. Like, right. I'm supposed to feel this way and not like her. It's okay.
Right. I feel like we don't know necessarily what... Well, no. We as an audience, we know what she wants, but as, like, in the movie world, not everybody knows what she wants. Everybody yeah. has what they want from her.
Yeah.
But nobody really knows what exactly she wants. Like, she seems like she really would have been happy running away as long as her family would have been safe and, like, just staying away from all these problems. Chris Lambeth, what were you going to say?
Well, then she's 16 years old, so she doesn't know what she wants either.
Right, right.
And I think both Rod, you and Chris were right, because I saw your back and forth today, and that's what got me excited, because you know, I think in a way you're right, Chris, in the way that she is a tool and she's not supposed to, she doesn't know, and that's the point, like that's the whole point of the thing, because she is being used because she's genuine, because of her spirit, I think, that she wants to do what's right even though she's conflicted about it, and so she is being used by Haymitch and Plutarch and all that. But I think that's what makes her, that's what's causing her to grow as a character. And then, and at the end of the film, you see where they say there is no District 12. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, oh shit, this is about to be some shit. Cause you know, I'm assuming as somebody who also hasn't read the novels, that she's going to be on some other shit. Like she's yeah. going to be. You
well,
know.
Just the focus at the end yeah. on her eyes right yeah. before they changed the Mockingjay into like a, from like a whimsical dance form to like an attack form. And then that shit mm-hmm. ends. I was like, yeah, I want to see her kill everyone in three. And yeah. like, yeah. so if, but I feel like we're watching the development of a hero. It's almost, mm-hmm. It's almost like The Walking Dead season two, where you go in kind of hating Rick. And then by the end, you're like, okay, you're turning into the Rick that needs to be Rick for this right. shit to work.
Right.
That's how I felt with Katniss. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Cause there's so many, you know, and the brave choice by Jennifer Lawrence. Cause there's so many scenes in this where she has, well, she's playing a, for lack of a better word, like a backwoods dumbass redneck, man. Like she's not some worldly smart motherfucker. She's playing, well, yeah. she's playing someone who is learning literally about the world and politics as shit is happening. Yeah. You know, go ahead, Karen.
All at the same time. And to me, the thing that I really loved about the character development is, like you say, it was her lack of understanding of how the world really functioned. It's like hope was thrown onto her and she was hope, but she didn't want to be hope because as far as she was concerned, she was thinking very simple minded. Mm-hmm. If me and mine are okay, that's all that matters. But what she failed to realize is that in the bigger picture is bigger than you and yours. It's like for the first time, you've given people hope. And as she went around and as she began to give speeches, especially when she went on auto mode, as people began to get angry and bash and throw shit at them, she was like, something's not right here. But then as it went on and as people would like begin to like put up their fingers and things like that, and she was like, okay, I am literally sparking hope. But through the whole time, she still, it was
right, like, because like even when, because even the shit that she quote unquote fucks up, it's like such emotional stuff that I can see someone fucking up. Cause like she goes out there to read a statement and then there's a picture of her, the girl who saved her life and her above her family. And then a black dude puts his hands up and gets executed.
Yep.
Like I can see why you come out of character. Like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Hey, don't kill that dude. What are y'all doing? Like, you know, like I can see why it got hard for her to just be like, nope. It's just about my family.
She wasn't going to talk. She wasn't going to talk until Peter said what he said. And then she was like, damn, I got to say something. Because those pictures, those images are there, were there for a reason.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And like that set design was beautiful.
And her speech, and for the record, her speech wasn't even good.
Right.
Like her speech was so like a motherfucker that didn't plan on saying shit. Because it was like, I didn't know. Thresh, he could have killed me, but he didn't. Rue was a very sweet girl and too kind for the games.
All those adorable biracial kids,
dude. I was like laughing and also being like, I know she's trying to be eloquent, but give Peter the mic back.
Yeah, you can tell this was not real written.
Yeah,
you know, don't.
You know what it is? Watching this movie here, this is one of the things why it's great writing, because she is just this character who is so naive, but yet it's like she stumbled upon being the symbol, and it's like everybody else is like, well, we gotta use her, but she's so terrible. Like, I'm actually Haymitch in this situation. If I was working with her, I would get drunk every night and be like, I can't believe the rebellion is on this dumb bitch. Like, I'd be looking at Peter like, why couldn't you be more charismatic and be like her? It's like, cause you actually get it. She doesn't. It's like, I'm sitting here the entire time like, what it was for me that I was like, when it hit me that I didn't like it was right after that scene, actually. It's right after she gives a speech and right after the dude gets shot. When they're up there talking to her and she tells Haymitch and Petra that, Snow was in my house and he talked to me. And they were like, the fuck you mean the president was there?
Right.
And family. You didn't tell us? It's like, it was one of those moments like, oh, I can't believe this dumb bitch didn't tell anybody else that the president who was going to, oh, you ignorant son of a
bitch. Because she wasn't thinking.
They're lucky she said that, though, because that probably would have got everybody killed if she hadn't said it, because they were going to put her in on the plan, not knowing that this dude was watching her like a hawk.
Right. Woo. Right. It's like...
It goes back to what Karen said earlier. It's not just about you and yours.
Right.
So, cause Snow was basically like, I'm gonna kill your family. You better make me believe that you better make people believe whatever I want you to believe and all that shit. And that's, you know, and that she's a kid. Like, I know Jennifer Lawrence is like 24, 25. Yeah. And like the aesthetics of the movie where she doesn't look like she's a kid, but that's what, you know, she's a kid and she's going through all these emotions. But I mean, I think it just plays, there is a conflict where it's like where this disagreement is her naivete being, you know, she's basically a toy. And Rod, you know this, this makes me think of that Childish Gambino line where he says something about what's a king if he isn't reluctant. Mm-hmm. Isn't that from like royalty?
That's from that. What's a king if he isn't reluctant is from, it might be from Camp, but yeah, I know what you mean. No, it's from royalty. It's from royalty. Yeah, I know what you mean.
But it's like, it made me feel that way. And it's like, it's good. Like, I think that kind of, leans towards a better performance from Jennifer Lawrence, from her being conflicted and being like, you see the wall get broken down, because she was a little more stoic last in the first one.
Well, she clearly she clearly put a lot of thought into how she played this character. Like, I think it's like Chris said, the idea of not liking her is not a negative to this movie, because it's very thoughtful. I don't like most 16-year-old little girls. Mm-mm. I also think that it's not like anyone in her shoes at that age, would also be rather ignorant or rather, I feel like the whole movie was designed for the audience to kind of feel sorry for her while mm-hmm. also feeling like, wake up, girl. Like, this shit is so much bigger than you and your family. Like, it's bigger than everything. Yeah. This is possibly the civil war that, you know, that can shut everything back down. And, I think everybody's waiting on that. So let me get into go ahead, Chris. I'm sorry.
Just for the record, I said this on my review. Jennifer Lawrence is a lovable person, and she's like, you just can't not like Jennifer Lawrence. I don't know anybody who does not like her. I mean, I remember seeing about that story about her at the Academy Awards when she got it for, Silver Lining Playbook, and she met I think Robert De Niro or somebody out there, mm-hmm. and she was just freaking the fuck out because she just met a famous person.
Right.
She's so likable. So the fact that I hate her character, that means it's great acting.
Yeah. Cause that's the other thing. Most stars would have chosen to at least have the charisma of starness. Like, well, I'll just, you know, I'll be the likable in over their head girl. Like, she kind of chose it. Like, cause there's scenes in here where you can genuinely say, Katniss is being a really selfish, ignorant person right now.
Mm-hmm.
Conversations between her and PETA, conversations between her and Haymitch, where you're just like, you can't, you cannot act this way towards your allies, because shit is gonna fall apart the second anyone tested it. And,
And I think she was shown that once she was under the dome too. Like mm-hmm. that was a bit of a wake up call too. What's the pretty boy guy? Finnick?
Finnick, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like he showed her some shit too. He's like, yo, this ain't a game. Like this is real.
Now let me say this before we get into what's negative.
Okay.
I cannot go throughout without saying the casting and the acting for the secondary players, really good.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
people knocked it out the park, man.
Especially, I even like the lady who helps them from the place. She always had the big hair and the most outrageous damn outfits.
Yeah, in the first movie, you don't really like her.
Mm-mm.
But in this movie, when she kind of cracks, when she's even she's like, damn, this is fucked up.
Yes.
Like those scenes will actually work for me when she's like, cause she can't really help. There's nothing she can do, but she's like, we'll go, then I'm gonna get you fellows trinkets. So they'll know that we're a team.
I will do what I can.
She's like, they'll know that we're a team. They can't do this. I was like, oh, she's so good.
Right. That's the thing. The acting is so good in this because everybody, you realize that everybody else is putting, it feels kind of the same way Katniss does. Cause they're kind of not, I don't want to say smart enough, but more aware enough that you kind of have to kind of not show it so that you can actually get done what you need to get done. Cause mm-hmm. at the end when they're saying that, yeah, we had half the tributes in on this plan.
Yeah.
We just didn't tell you because we knew you couldn't.
Right. Like, you can't do it.
Yeah. It's like her character is so unlikable. They were like, yo, we had to do this plan, but we can't, you're going to be the hero of this, but we can't tell you
how to do it. Well, also, you know, she was being watched by Snow very hardly, but,
they couldn't even tell, even if she wasn't, I don't think they could have told her. Cause if they told her, I don't think she would have been able to pull it off.
Yeah, she don't have any poker face. All right. So let's talk about what we didn't like, man. Karen, I'll start with you.
It's not much that I didn't like. Only thing, which they may go into the next one is that, remember when she kept passing the door and peeking in there and they kept showing the clips of the other districts, rebellion, fighting and, fires and things like that. I wish that they did show more of the districts in this one than the last one, but I hope in the next one they show more of the districts, because I would have liked for them to you know how they would have went in and actually show what was happening in the city, because you almost see news reports versus actually seeing what was happening in the different districts itself.
Okay. Yeah. Also forgot to mention Stanley Tucci is still amazing. Forgot to mention that. Oh, Chris Lambert, anything you didn't like about the movie?
It's not, I don't want to be so ingratiating over the movie, if that's the right word, but I really liked it. It's not too many, can't really think of any negative things on
it. Well, you don't have to, and you know, for the sake of time, don't worry about it. Like, people, it'll be fine.
Because the lynchings and stuff, you know, it was even-handed, so I really can't say too much about it.
Yeah, yeah, and they did make you feel sympathy for a white dude getting whipped. And,
yes, they did.
Yeah.
Fresh off of 12 years of slave, that's hard to do these days, so good for them.
Exactly, man.
What about you, Chris, from the Sandy Check?
The truth of the matter is nothing, because like I said, even the thing that I did not like the most, really, is the way she acted, but it is necessary for the movie, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's like, this is one of those things that I think I have to see the next movie, and then I might be able to come back and say what I didn't like about this one, because you're left in the state of, okay, when she opens her eyes at the end, or her face changes when she realizes District 12 has been destroyed, you're like, oh, okay, that's the face I've been wanting to see all movie. Okay, so they've been kind of setting her up to get to this point now. The next movie is when you're going to see that. Once you get past that, like I said, I see all these people who are just like, oh, I'm so Katniss, I want to be Katniss. And then when I see the movie, I'm like, why would you want to be this bitch? She is completely out of the goddamn loop. Mm-hmm. And now, once I get past that expectation of it, there's nothing else. I mean, the movie is good. I mean, there's not, like, the secondary performances are so good. If they were weak, then I think I would have had more problems. But the secondary, that is so good that you feel for every, and you see that everybody's like, when they get to starting the actual games, and you realize that, hey, oh wow, she actually does have allies. Even though, why would she have allies? Because I wouldn't be her ally. And then you realize that it's all been a part of a plan, and she's been out of the loop. You're like, oh, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, because they had to explain. Because that was one thing for me too, was they kind of had to explain why everybody was so cool with that. Also, man, I really enjoyed the technology of the dome this time too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was really cool, man. Especially how they figured it out and everything. But, I'm trying to think, what didn't I like? Shit, not really much, man. I thought they didn't really do much with, the guy who showed up in town as like the military commander.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of
that one scene.
Yeah, it's kind of a wasted character. Maybe he's gonna come back.
Maybe we'll see him again.
Yeah, right. Maybe he's gonna come back or something, because I didn't know what was going on there.
I know this is not something that's something that's more of a positive than a negative, but you were right about the dome this time. This time it actually felt like it was actually Hunger Games. The whole clock idea, mm-hmm. and each different section has a different threat level and things like that. And yeah, that was amazing to me. I was like, wow, they should have done it the first one. You know, it's like,
yeah,
pretty good.
Yeah. And, shout out to Jeffrey Wright playing BT. Oh, yeah. Him, he was good with that string and, his plan. Like I like that dude, man. I'm glad, at the end they show him alive. So I'm glad that, they didn't kill him off, cause he was funny when like people were dying and arrows are flying and shit. He's like, interesting. keep me.
You gotta have that one weird black guy, and you know the weird black guy gotta live. Yo.
Yeah, when they were gonna split, remember when they were gonna split up and do that plan? Mm-hmm. And she was like, yeah, Peter could come with me. And, he was like, I need two people to protect me. There are two.
There are still he meant that too.
Two careers going around at least.
Right.
Like, that shit was funny, man. He was, dude. What can we do to help you? Keep me alive for 5 more hours.
Oh, that's it? Oh, great. Yeah, that sounds awesome. This is pretty fucking easy, you know?
Yeah, man. I really would love to say there was something I didn't like, that I wasn't supposed to like. I mean, mm-hmm. but I honestly, man, looking back, I can't think of anything, mm-hmm. and I'm not even going to force it, man. Mm-mm. I think a lot of critics and shit aren't going to give this movie its just due, because one, they shitted on the first one.
Yeah.
And then two, it kind of, it's supposed to be the teeny bopper tween flick, and it caught a lot of flack for that last time, where they tried to group it in there. We're like, this is just bullshit, like Twilight. And it's not. It really does separate itself from the other tween flicks. Mm-hmm. And I think...
Yeah, that's one thing that kind of, like, I think also throws me off with the Katniss character, is because she is supposed to be 16... Like, you don't get that feel from her character, because it's played by Jennifer Lawrence. So it's like, I think that might have also kind of affected my lightness of her. It's like, oh, she's supposed to be 16. Oh, I keep forgetting she is.
Yeah, that's a great point, man. Like, I was looking at her booty and stuff like, damn, that ain't no 16-year-old booty.
right.
So, yeah, that's definitely part of it. And you do almost have to remind yourself. And I don't know what they can do about it because she's a really good actress. But,
yeah.
I don't know, man. But, yeah, I forgot several times.
Yeah, the movie matures enough that you don't need to. Like I said, it'd be something different if they used kids again in this movie. It would have stood out too much. Mm-hmm. But this one is so much mature. Like, I saw those same things. So it was like Twilight. It's like, this movie's nothing fucking like Twilight at all. Right. There are so many adult themes in here. Mm-hmm. And just for the record, I'm tired of people saying, well, if they made it R-rated, there's nothing you could do to make, if you made this R-rated, it would do nothing more to advance the story other than showing you blood. Like, when they shot old dude in the head, I realized there was no blood underneath his head.
Right.
When they moved his body. Other than showing blood, I mean, you get executions, you get floggings, you get people being killed. I mean, there are so many things happening in this movie. Making it R-rated wouldn't have done anything else. Yeah. So,
you're not gonna see titties, and you know, they make it, they do, no, I mean, like, oh, well, you would have had one scene where you might have seen some titties, and they might have shown more of that hate crime against Lenny Kravitz's character. Yeah, but that's it. Go ahead, Chris Lambert.
Well, I, like Chris alluded to this too, what made this movie, I think this is an important movie, and I'm not being facetious about it because I talked about this on my podcast and I tweeted it also. Mm-hmm. I think it speaks to a lot of the themes about equality and justice of that a lot of these like slave movies and servant movies that we've been getting for the past 5 or 6 years. It's more along the lines of what's happening now in society, like in the country and in the world around us, like surveillance and just like people, like the opulence that it's like the haves and have nots and the people, you know, that lick at that party where they have a drink so they can throw up to just keep eating more shit.
Yes.
And it's just like, it just speaks to a larger themes that we're dealing with now. And it is more than just a young adult movie, because I went into the first one just saying, oh, let me see what this hype is about. And I liked the first one, but I think this, you needed the original to get to this one.
Absolutely.
You know, and it's like you guys were talking about earlier. It's a great foundation for what they're building upon with these last two that are coming out in a couple of years. I really enjoyed it. This movie should be seen this should be seen in the same way that 12 Years a Slave should be seen. You know, kids should see this one too.
By black kids who don't take black history. And I agree.
Oh, were you going to say something, Chris?
Yeah, I just need that gif of Donald Sutherland's head nod, shaking his head no, when Cannon looked back at him at the party to let her know, or kill her. Like that subtle head nod, I was
You know what? You know what, man? I like that because it was fitting, because she had done a shitty job to trying to act like she was happy. Like, it made sense. Like, I'm glad they didn't go the other route where it would have been like, she did everything right, y'all. And he's just evil. It was actually like, yes, bitch, you did terrible.
And you did not convince me of a damn thing.
Yeah, wedding or no wedding, you gotta die. People don't believe.
That him shaking his head no is what saved, because if he hadn't have done that, I think I would have been like you. I would have been the one dude on this podcast going, fucking hate this movie, because it's like, she did everything fucking wrong.
Right.
And there was no consequences for her doing something wrong. But when he shook his head, no, bitch.
Right. Are you stupid?
He had hope on her face. He had hope on her face. And when he shook her head, no, her face changed to like, damn.
Yeah, I did do a bad job. All right, we gotta rate this, man, because our other guest is going to be waiting. All right, so scales 0 to 5 on the More Ugly Than Love general scale, with 0 being man, fuck you, 5 being fuck you waiting for it, go see this shit. Let's get you guys reviews. Karen?
I give it a 5. I really enjoyed this movie.
Chris Lambert?
5.
Chris from Sandy Check?
4.
And I give it a 5 also, man. Fuck you going waiting for it, go see this shit. Really good movie. It's out right now in theaters, guys, so go check it out. We'll be back another time for Sport Movie Reviews. Thanks everybody for listening, and we're out. Peace.
Get your act together. My life's a movie. I leave you in that act forever.
My life's like a movie. My life's like watch like a movie.